Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. Absurd situation as Democrats demand in press conferences yesterday and lawsuits that ICE go away. Let's see if we can get this to play. Here we go.
We are going to make sure that these people pay for what they have done to us.
This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota. Entire districts have had to cancel school. Enforcing federal immigration law and fighting fraud are just pretext for this surge.
ICE's murder of Renee Good in broad daylight is horrific and unacceptable. She was an unarmed citizen driving on a residential street.
They're winding their sheeple up, Lee, with lies that are going to result in violence. And one of the big lies that they're telling right now, I'm going to knock a lot of these down today, because a lot of your liberal friends are probably confused after listening to the media. And I've been playing a lot of it for a long time, how they just lie and lie and lie. And one of the big lies they tell is ICE agents are breaking the law. This is illegal. We've never seen this before. All of these things that they keep saying, they're not. One of the big lies that they're telling their sheeple that's driving them to violence is this idea that ICE agents need a warrant to arrest people, and they're kidnapping them warrantlessly. That this is what is new, okay? This is what has to change. Here's an example of that lie being told by the top law enforcement agent in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, the attorney general.
DHS's use of excessive and lethal force, their warrantless racist arrests.
Warrantless racist arrests. So they're scooping up people. When Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Democrat Peggy Flanagan, Lee, was encouraging violence a few weeks ago, something that Renee Good took her up on and lost her life, she told the same lie.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Okay. Let's start with this basic premise. And again, this isn't a lie they're telling us, okay? We get real news. This is a lie they're telling to their sheeple to try to get a violent response. Does ICE need a warrant? That would be a warrant signed by a judge to arrest or detain individuals who are legally present in the United States for deportation purposes. I'm reading from Grok. No. ICE does not need a judicial warrant. ICE officers derive their primary authority from statutes like 8 U.S.C. 1226, 8 U.S.C. 1357. That's 287 in the Immigration Nationality Act. ICE can arrest and detain an alien pending removal proceedings. So, Lee, before there's even been removal proceedings, upon issuance of an administrative warrant. What is that? It's a form I-200, I-205. Who writes it? The ICE agents do. Those are issued internally by ICE officials based on probable cause that the person is removable without needing review by a neutral judge or magistrate. In other words, ICE writes their own deportation documents. They're still not warrants. Why? Why can they do that? Because illegal immigrants are not Americans. I know this is a strange concept to Democrats. They're not. So the constitutional protections don't apply to them.
Or at least they used to not apply to them. Democrats are trying to apply them.
Absolutely. In fact, the only time that ICE needs a warrant is if they're going to go kick in the doors, say, of a nightclub or a home or something like that, to enter a space, because you do not know who is in that space, if it's an American citizen or if it's an illegal immigrant or both in some cases, you need a warrant to kick the door in. You do not need a warrant, say it with me, liberals, to pick up, arrest, detain illegal immigrants.
Which is happening in an open public space.
Yes.
As you're making the distinction here, this is not a private residence.
No.
This is an open public space. Because once you leave the residence, and if you're out on a street, at a business area, if you're downtown, if you're at the mall, you're wherever, that is an open public space. And that's not a private residence. So it's a different situation, as you point out.
This is from Grok. ICE can also make warrantless arrests in certain situations when an officer has reason to believe that a person is in the U.S. in violation of immigration laws and is likely to escape before a warrant can be obtained. So if they think you're an illegal immigrant, they do not need a warrant to arrest you. If you don't like this, liberals, there's an easy thing you can do. Shoot an ICE agent? No. Hit him with your car? No. Throw a brick at his head? No. Call your Congress member and tell them to change federal law.
That's how democracy works, isn't it, Tara?
That's what they keep telling us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they keep telling us. In addition, ICE can even detain someone for questioning with reasonable suspicion of unlawful presence. And then that can lead to an arrest if probable cause develops. So they don't even have to know you're an illegal immigrant. They just have to suspect that you are. Again, if you do not like this, liberals, do not assault ICE agents with your car. Call your Congress member. Run on it. Because this is what we're up to. This is Trisha McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, Lee, which is over ICE. Mm-hmm. 10 vehicle rammings in 3 days.
What's happening to our law enforcement? Just last week alone, we saw 10 vehicle rammings. That's the weaponization of a vehicle, a deadly weapon against our law enforcement. We're seeing that's becoming a more and more common tactic that is being used against our law enforcement. They're facing a 1,000% increase in assaults against them. If you see a federal law enforcement officer or any law enforcement officer today, say thank you.
Okay, sorry, that was 10 in a week. So liberals and illegals and Trende Araga gang members who are celebrated, as we know, in Portland for their contributions to crime, local shootings, they're wanted, that sort of thing. You don't hit the officer, the ICE agent, with your car. You call the Congress member and say, change the law. Now, look, listen to this. This is the difference between lawless post-American Marxist blue territories and red states. Here's Greg Vobino on ICE agents getting assaulted.
I want you and the viewers to know is this is an operation of contrasts. As you know, we just got back from Louisiana, from that fantastic operation in Louisiana. This didn't happen in Louisiana. Violence did not happen in Louisiana. The fantastic leadership of Governor Landry, Colonel Hodges from the Highway Patrol. But we're here in Minneapolis. Let me give you a statistic here, Martha. Well over 20 assaults on federal officers in 3 days here in Minnesota. In Louisiana, I counted one for that entire 30-day operation. So a vast contrast. I can only think that Governor Waltz and Mayor Fry, you just had Mayor Fry's speech on there, they're responsible for what you saw in that store yesterday and for that violence that our federal officers confront every single day here in Minneapolis.
It really sounds like, Tara, that the state of Minnesota is leading an insurrection.
Absolutely they are.
I mean, this, when you have a governor coming out defying federal authority, when you have a mayor talking about using full-on expletives to refer to federal agents and not wanting them in the area, when you have all kinds of social media folks and folks who affiliate themselves with the Democratic Party telling you to put your bodies out there and, to oppose federal authorities, that sounds like a full-on insurrection.
And when you break these lies down that they're telling their sheeple day after day after day after day, like Renee Good, they are victims. They have absolute disdain for their sheeple.
Yeah.
They really do. They're going to get people hurt. They're going to get people killed. Not just ICE agents, but their own sheeple. If they were telling the truth, hey, these are illegal arrests, blah, blah, blah. We've never seen anything like this in America. That would be one thing, but they're not. Lee, they're lying to their own sheeple to push them to violence. Just Republican Party, for as bad as leadership could be, you know, can be, I've never seen anything like this. And now, folks, they are mobbing gun ranges. You should see, if you haven't seen it, go on X and take a look at the video of the enraged crowd trying to break into that hotel to get at ICE agents they believe are staying there, folks. It is a full-on cattle-like riot. They're literally crammed, these Democrats, body to body, trying to smash their way into the lobby. You can't fit another body in the gates. They're enraged. They are nonsensical. And can you even imagine if ICE agents had actually been staying there?
Yeah.
And again, it's one thing if we're having a debate and they're very, you know, animated and motivated by facts. These are lies they're being told. We're going to debunk them here on the show. Enraged Democrat sheeple, misled by Democrat lies, provoked to violence. If you haven't seen this video, you got to see it. This is a lunatic fringe Democrat crowd mobbing a motel. This is a lynch mob. And the reason there wasn't a lynching of ICE agents is because they weren't there. The rumor got out among the sheeple that the ICE agents were at the hotel. Folks, it's a wonder somebody wasn't trampled. You should see this. They are mobbing through the front door. They're enraged. They're like a rabid herd. They cannot cram their bodies in fast enough. They are smashed side by side trying to get through the door, trying to get at these ICE agents. Here's Fox News coverage of it last night.
Look what happened over the weekend. Insurgents besieged a hotel in Minneapolis where they thought that ICE was staying. A few security guards, if you watch this video, somehow held back the mob. No National Guard were called in. No police that we could see were on site. Governor Walz and Mayor Fry have said that ICE's footprint, though, is too big there. So what happened when ICE sent only a pair of agents to a shopping area in St. Cloud on Saturday? The two ICE agents were quickly surrounded and they were pushed out by a mob screaming, you know, all sorts of epithets at them. And it looked to be a mob of mostly Somalis. It was embarrassing. Now, this resistance, this insurgence is organized and well executed.
Speaking of executed, that's the direction Democrats are pushing this, which is grotesque levels of misinformation aimed not at us. They know we're lost causes. We get real news. But at their sheeple. Take a listen to what is going viral on TikTok. Democrats are buying guns and going to gun ranges.
We are under occupation. And this is what the founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things. It's for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists for this reason. And if protests and boycotts aren't working, that's the only option left.
Jonathan E. Ross needs to be hunted down. When the law is not going to do anything to protect the people, it is up to the people to take justice into their own hands.
Okay. One of the big lies they're telling the sheeple, aside from the fact that ICE is kidnapping people, so you should get violent. Again, here's the lieutenant governor of Minnesota repeating that lie.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
One of the big lies is this idea that ICE has come to Minneapolis. ICE has shown up in Seattle. ICE is in LA, that they have somehow like arrived like stormtroopers. And this is a federal invasion. This is one of the left's biggest and best lies right now. And it's driving me crazy. Let's take Minneapolis, okay? They keep repeating, the ICE is here, we've never seen this, and Nazi, and they're rounding up people, and they're being rounded up, and no warrant. Well, first of all, again, as I explained last segment, federal law makes clear, they don't need a warrant. There's no warrant involved in immigration enforcement. That's a lie they're telling the sheeple so that they will risk being in prison for the rest of their life in mob hotels. But this idea, when ICE showed up, this is one of their biggest and best lies. Showed up. Okay. How long has ICE, and it's only been called ICE in the last, you know, recent years, and its precursor immigration agencies, including the INS, how long have they been in Minnesota? I ask Rock. 1890s. Not 1990s. 1890s. Started with the Bureau of Immigration, which was established nationally in 1890. One. How long has ICE and its precursor agencies, they did the same thing, they just had a different name, INS, Customs and Border Protection. How long have they occupied the building they're in Minneapolis? 1969. What do you mean? They get in their car, go there every day, and they do immigration enforcement? Yes, they do. This is not an occupation that is new. It's not different. Have they surged extra forces in? Yes, they have. They're of two kinds. One, they come from the Department of Homeland Security. They are immigration officials, but they're going after the fraud. Force multiplier number two, when the Democrats spin these mobs up with lies and get them acting violently, and as I showed you yesterday, and you can see on my ex feed, the orders from local police to stand down so the ICE agents could be attacked by the violent mob. They were specifically told, Hennepin County deputies, where the violent mob was and that they were not allowed to go there. Even as they were setting fires to people's homes and businesses, tagging those businesses, doing this kind of thing. So when local police do not respond, Trump has to send in more agents. How do we end up here? How did that happen? Let me remind you, Joe Biden illegally opened the border and let 20 million people in. That is how we ended up here, including 18,000 people off terror watch list, many of whom we have picked up in Minneapolis in recent weeks, including rapists, Interpol wanted gang members, multiple known or suspected terrorists, but the sheeple don't notice because they don't watch Fox News. We're headed toward violence, folks, and it's not going to be pretty. Okay, I know right now kids are getting ready for school, but so are teachers, which is why I'm doing this right now. I got a question for you teachers. What is going on in Greenville County schools? Heck, maybe Spartanburg County schools too. Anderson County schools. What the heck? My husband and I, our kids are involved in high school activities, which you can do, by the way, even if you're in the virtual program, you still can do anything. By the way, the virtual sign-up period is today, and you may be more interested in it after hearing this segment coming up. So my kids are involved in activities, and my husband and I end up volunteering with the activities they're involved in at their high school. You do it at the high school you're zoned for. A lot of people think, well, my kid can't do activities if they're in virtual. Yes, they can. My children play sports. They're in clubs. They do everything everyone else does. They have a really active social life, actually. So we end up volunteering at a local high school this weekend. And of course, needed to, at one point we're there all day, use the bathroom. It's a high school. So my husband goes into the boys' bathroom, comes out with his cell phone. And a picture of this. It's a sign. Here's what it says. One person in the stall at a time. I would have thought this was common sense. One person in the stall at a time. Failure to comply will result in one day of OSS. my, how times have changed. In fact, this didn't need to be said when I was in high school, okay? Yeah, people were doing stuff in high school. People were having, you know, in high school. People were smoking, you know, in high school. I mean, that's not new. But in the stall at school? Are you got doing something like that? You got expelled. The picture, and I have it up on my X feed if you want to see it, was taken in a Greenville County, South Carolina high school bathroom this weekend. Now, lest you think, oh, that's probably one of those, you know, bad schools. One of those schools with bad kids or poor kids. No. I'm not going to say which one it was. It's not important. I don't want to tar a whole school. I don't want to freak parents out on their way to work. But this particular school is in the top five top scorers, test scores, in the county. It's top 20 in the state. So these are like kids who probably have some kind of standards at home generally. I mean, the test scores would reflect that. What are your kids doing at school? And I want to know from the teachers, what is going on in the schools that this is necessary? I mean, what the heck? 800-905-0989. I have so many questions. First question I want to know, what are these kids going to do in school? So my husband shows me this. And he says, this must be, you know, boy and boy in the stall. Oh, so, of course, I beat a path to the women's bathroom. Nope, they're hanging in there, too. Again, what are they doing in there? Is this a widespread problem? Is this at the high school where you teach? And then I look at this. Okay, again, during my era, yes, people were still taking a roll in the backseat of the car, but you kept it in the backseat of the car. If you did that, I don't recommend that, kids, if you're in the car. Not a good idea. Wait till you're an adult. Trust me. Too many problems. Too much headache. At school? This is like something you do in a zoo. I expect to see that from the zoo animals. Unless they're not doing what I think they're doing in there. What are they doing in there? 800-905-0989. Teachers, could you help me here? Or maybe this, you know, maybe it's good news. Maybe these teachers are going to call me and say, hey, high school. No, it's not going on at my high school. Sorry, this I teach it. I don't know which one you're talking about, Tara, but it's... what the heck? Do parents know, by the way? Also, is this just like a couple of bad seeds or is this a common thing going on at school? Where are you apparently go now to? I don't know. Maybe they hook up or maybe they're just vaping in there. I don't know. What are they doing in there that this is necessary? Times have changed, folks. That's all I can say. Anyway, want to know from you. Give me a call. Has it gotten worse? Let's see if we could do this real quick. Carol is a teacher at Greenville County Schools.
I am, and I teach middle school.
Okay.
And we've got kids, yeah, they bring their, they're not supposed to have phones on in school. That's against the law. They're bringing their phones in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. We've had boys getting caught going over the top of the stalls, in the stalls, with their cell phones. The girls are going in there with their cell phones. It's a big thing. It's disgusting, but it's a big thing. And it goes all the way back to what is going on at home.
Okay. I know you're trying to keep it kid friendly because kids are in the car. What do you mean they're going in there with their cell phones? Couldn't they just use their cell phones in the hall?
They're taking pictures.
Oh, of each other?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some incidents. I can't get into too big of a detail, but
sure.
Yes. They've had the officer has taken phones. There's been images and things like this, and it's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Parents would do me a favor and keep these cell phones at home. It's getting worse.
Huh. Okay, because that would be child porn. Because even if children take the picture, it's still. Okay.
You're exactly right, and that's what we've had students who ended up getting kicked out of school because of that being on their phones. And it's disgusting.
Okay, one more quick question, girl.
What's on their phones?
Because I'm trying to figure, are they just taking nude selfies of each other, or are they recording more, shall we say? The activities.
For my understanding, it's the gamut. It's everything. At our school, we have caught kids doing the playing the piano.
Uh-huh.
And this is middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Playing the piano and video recording it. Okay, it's a good thing, Carol, that there is a break here, because I'm going to have to go process this. I will be right back. I have so many questions. Teachers trying to answer them. My husband and I volunteered for one of the kids' activities they're involved in this weekend at a local high school. This is not a quote, unquote, bad high school either. It's in the top 5 in test scores in the county. Top 20 in test scores in the state. Probably the kind of place you'd want your kid to go until you walk in the bathroom. I've tweeted a picture of what we saw there, and my husband just beat a path right out of the bathroom. Like, what on earth is this fresh hell? And they had them stuck everywhere, okay? It wasn't just like one. It was papered all over the bathrooms. You could tell this is a problem. It says, one person in the stall at a time. Failure to comply will result in one day of out-of-school suspension. So I look at that and go, what, you mean a vacation? Someone in the know, I mean, what, they're vaping in there, right? Like, they're just sharing the vape pen, right? No, they're not. So teacher Carol, thank you, Carol, just called to tell us what they are doing in there. Basically, they are producing kiddie porn. Because even when the kid is filming another kid, it's still porn, which I don't know if they... No. Okay. I got about a minute here. George in Greenville. Wrap this hour up for me. What is going on in these schools?
Yeah. So as what's in my, our kids go in one of those top fives, but as what's happening is that they use Snapchat. They go in and they do go in the stall to take pictures of each other. And they were blasted on Snapchat. And they also go in there to vape and to exchange those vapes. For higher quality in the stalls. My wife and I was able to find this on a hidden Snapchat account that our kid had. We since turned that stuff over, but we've found out that this district just doesn't really do much about it. But they are doing taking pictures of each other to get the higher likes and more talked about in the schools.
Well, keeping it clean so I don't lose the station license, can you give me an idea? Pictures of each other. What does that mean exactly?
They'll take pictures of pull the shirts up and take pictures of that. Pull the pants down, take pictures of that. These are boys doing it to boys, girls doing it to girls, trying to get liked within the school. So yeah, they are taking pictures of each other of each other's body parts.
Is this widespread in our high schools?
Yeah, yes, because it is widespread, okay. and it does go on Snapchat. So Snapchat is where pretty much everything goes, because in Snapchat it disappears. So you don't have much evidence. The problem is that it shows up when they're messaging to each other, and that's where it's at is within the messaging. And so at home we try to lock down on social media accounts. But the kids are smart, and they will try to go around and disguise themselves elsewhere to do that. But yes, they are taking pictures of themselves, and they are exchanging vapes.
George, and I got to hit the break there. Thank you so much for your phone call.